the rest of the story. Lou was 6 feet tall and solid as a rock, the sort of robust, irrepressible personality most frequently inclined to conquer the world. Lou might have been a positive example for a generation of boys, or perhaps an outstanding leader among men. Except for one thing, Lou was a young woman. Lou was Louisa. Well, her story is the rest of the story. Louisa was born in Germantown, Pennsylvania, barely in time to bid farewell to the first third of the 19th century. No sooner did she learn to walk than she learned to run away from home. By her sixth year, the family search party was an established institution. A physically powerful, uncommonly agile little girl was Louisa. She could run faster, jump higher, wrestle more vigorously than any of the neighborhood children her age. The element of danger always made certain sports more fascinating to Louisa. Her family had moved to Boston when she was still small, and a piano factory near Cottage Place became a favorite amusement park. To the amazement of her friends, she would often climb into heavy trucks on steep loading ramps and let them rumble to the bottom, where they usually crashed into something else. Her parents were equally amazed that she was never killed. How often they attempted to bribe Louisa into just a little ladyhood. When she was 7, she received a birthday doll from her anxious mother. She would be a quiet playmate for my active Louisa for 7 years more, mother wrote in the accompanying note. Be a kind mama and love her for my sake. Yet indeed it was too late to interest tomboy Louisa in dolls. She quickly resumed her wild romping. By now the only companions physically sturdy enough to keep up with her were boys. She could vault a high fence in a single bound, and she expected playmates to be able to do the same. One winter, she hijacked a sleigh single-handedly, leaving her stunned comrades wide-eyed in the snow. After a while, Louisa began dressing like a boy, so completely and convincingly that she was often mistaken for a boy. Early on, she ruled out marriage, stuck to her decision. A teenager, she regarded her sister's marriage sarcastically, saying, quote, I'd rather be a free spinster and paddle my own canoe. A career was what she was after. Well, a career is what she would have. But it turned out to be more than that, really. For deep down all her life, Louisa would have just plain preferred to be a man. And after Louisa had become an impulsive, aggressive writer, instead of the frilly, modest homebody for whom her father had hoped, her publisher actually summoned the nerve to request that she, the world champion tomboy, write a book for and about girls. Few subjects could have been more disagreeable to Louisa, and yet she eventually accepted the assignment because she needed the money, and the resultant opus became the most important literary work of her lifetime. The world has forgotten the little girl who wanted to be a little boy, but will remember forever the novel that made her famous, Louisa May Alcott's Little Women. Now you know the rest of the story.